again and wrestle, and we wish we can get our hands on you and the Four Horsemen. Take all of your body parts and rip them off one by one.
Put ECW where it belongs, the afterthought of the WWE, their developmental program on national television. Let's put it where it belongs. Let's get that straight.
Oh, Lordy, but Jesus, they just went through the whole thing on the other freaking tape. I went to play it back and went two sentences and then went... Alright, I haven't had a beer yet. It's 5 to 11. This is killing me because I'm going through this sober.
I'm like, do these assholes not see a pair of boxer briefs laying on the floor? Luna is one of the most beautiful women that I've ever saw. And I'm not lying.
OWW Radio. And now, Nick Anthony.
Linda McMahon interviewed by ABCNews.com's Kate Snow says she will spend whatever it takes to get noticed in Connecticut's race to the Senate. In the interview, she has some words about President Obama's health care. Plus, on the heels of last week's Raw, WWE rolls out Mike Tyson to follow up what should have been the show of the year last week. Also, Teenage Bubba the Love Sponge attacks Jim Cornette, and in my opinion, is right. Ha! Plus, Bill DeMott joins us, man. And welcome to Online World of Wrestling, OWW, Genesis, WTR, Wild Talk Radio Networks. I'm Nick Anthony on the fourth, broadcasting from the entertainment capital of the world, Los Angeles, California. And you are tuned in to Online World of Wrestling Radio, OWW Radio, where fans and legends come together. Whether you are a viewer of WWE's Monday Night Raw, ECW, Superstars, on Friday Night SmackDown, TNA Impact, Ring of Honor, the Indies, we talked them all, including MMA. Batter, we want to hear from you, and we have made it easy for you with our toll-free telephone number. It is 888-357-9876. Again, 888-357-9876. All you got to do is hit option 2, talk to my man Tip. 888-357-9876, hit option 2 or dose for my Mexican amigos. Email address is radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com. That's radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com. Thanks for being a part of the program, wherever you might be listening. Aaron TNA Kendrick joining me now. What's up, Aaron?
What's up, Nick?
Now, talk a little bit louder, man. How's it going so far for you this year? Of 2010. Everything's cool. You told me about your math grade. You got it up, huh?
Oh, yeah, man. Finally, I got it up. I brought it up about 20 points, actually, since Friday.
Oh, well, congratulations. Good to hear, because I was going to let you go if you hadn't got it up. You know, I'm a big
motivation.
Yeah, there you go. Now, did anyone hear what Bubba the Love Sponge had to say this past week? Did anybody hear what he had to say? Bubba the Love Sponge said about Jim Cornette this past week. Tim, what did he say? Go ahead, Tim, play that clip.
Oh, this Jim Cornette guy, he's a real douchebag.
Bubba the Love Sponge came on his show on satellite radio and completely trashed Jim Cornette. Got him a douchebag. On his comments regarding TNA's impact on January 4th, Jim Cornette came out on his podcast radio show on Tuesday last week and completely trashed TNA. For that matter, he trashed WWE, too. But we're focusing on TNA because Bubba the Love Sponge had something to say. Now, I'm not going to get too into it because it's like Scott said, it's not significant enough. In fact, the Sponge himself said, Cornette's insignificant. So if Bubba Love Sponge is talking about Jim Cornette being insignificant, what the heck does that make you talking about the guy? Makes sense, right? Now, to be honest, I agree with Bubba the Love Sponge on most of what he had to say on the issues that he brought up about Cornette's complaints. Here's a guy who was just released by the company maybe 4 or 5 months ago, trashing them for being small market, basically. He talked about, you can see you know, Hogan's motorcade, the limo driving down the street was all picnics and everything around the Universal Studios. It was all the backlot scenes, you know. Meanwhile, when he was working for the company TNA, there he was completely fine contributing to the great program that it was, the great promotion that he was involved with, Total Nonstop Action. So full of crap Jim is on the issue. You agree, Aaron?
I completely agree.
So Bubba the Love Sponge was absolutely right. Jim Cornette is just, I guess, he came out with barrels loaded, for sure. Came out with barrels loaded, firing from all cylinders, with nothing really backing anything or backing his complaints other than anger and spite and perhaps some jealousy for not being there. That's the only thing I can see of why Corny would come out saying anything on this podcast program. Nonetheless, he came out barrels loaded, talking about everything possible. Talked about how Hogan came out and said that he was in the back all day long. Meanwhile, TNA is portraying Hogan coming in a motorcade. But I like to point out that Hogan said he was in the arena or at Universal Studios all day. He didn't say all night, all evening. That's what I picked up on. There you go. There you have it. Speaking of TNA, this past Thursday, the replay of the January 4th show, you know, the Thursday, the regular night for Impact, Scott's telling me that it drew a 0.9 rating. Take it for what it's worth. It was a replay show. However, you would think, you would get some returning fans or fans that are loyal to the WWE viewing who have heard about the program TNA. But I don't know. It is what it is, man. That's all I can say. 0.9. Staying with TNA, they certainly are doing a lot of changes, aren't they? The changes are coming. This is from wrestling-radio.com. TNA head writer Vince Russo has confirmed that the company will be getting rid of their trademark six-sided ring and returning to the traditional four-sided one.
Really?
Now, there's no word yet on exactly when this change will happen, but for me, it's about
the
time.
Evolution continues.
About time, in my case. Because I'm loving it. For years, I've been saying how dumb and crazy it is to stray away from what we all know as a professional wrestling ring. Now, I can understand being different and trying new inventions and structures like, what is it for WWE? What is that? The Elimination Chamber, right? And the Asylum over at TNA. But some things are traditional, right? Some things are traditional, and professional wrestling squared circle is as traditional as they come.
No question.
888-357-9876, option 2. 888-357-9876, option 2. Radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com. What say you, Aaron? What do you think?
Well, I mean, the reason that TNA says that they came up with the whole idea of the six-sided ring is to have to give the X Division more chances to fly around. That's their excuse for building the six-sided ring. And I'm completely with you. I've hated it for years, and I've actually grown to be used to it and not realize the difference. But I mean, I'm as traditional as it's going to get. I mean, if it was up to me, I would pick four sides over six or eight sides any day.
I mentioned earlier the Thursday ratings for Impact last week. Well, the reports are out now that Brian Diamond, he's the senior vice president of Spike TV. He recently talked to the SteelCage.net on the possibility of moving TNA's Impact to Monday nights following its successful ratings this last Monday night. Here's what he said. It's a consideration, Diamond said. Obviously, the results of Monday were extremely, he says, encouraging for us to take that under advisement. It's something that we'll look at what point we do it or in what manner we do it remains to be seen. But it's definitely something we're taking more seriously than we did, say, a year ago. I think all the right ingredients are there right now. The right players, the right talent, the right production personnel. From a production standpoint, he continues, going to HD in October really boosted the look and the feel of TNA wrestling. Now, between production talent and the people behind the scenes, it's a great recipe for a great TV meal. But moving to Mondays is something we're looking at very closely. We haven't made any big decisions yet, but it's something we're considering. Needless to say, right, that we all want this. Now, the only problem I have, Aaron, and you guys listening, is that UFC runs in that time slot on Monday nights, whether it be the UFC greatest knockouts or whatever they run. How well is, and this is, I guess, a question for you guys, how well is UFC doing on Mondays compared to TNA last week ratings? Because I don't know.
I don't know.
Is it fair to say that TNA can and will be the better fit for Spike TV? Now, I watch MMA when I can. But no lie, I'm not a planet or dead set in their episodes, much like a wrestling event. I was saying that, are there more wrestling fans that will stand up and acknowledge the sport so that the move can happen, or will UFC faithful fans of UFC ridicule and put the sport of wrestling down like that, what's that one guy did? That one writer. What was that writer's name, Corey? What website was that anyway? Sure Dog. That's what it was. That one writer from Sure Dog. He what did he say? You remember what he said about professional wrestlers? He's still to return my email. You remember I went ran on about him and what he thought about professional wrestlers and what I thought about him? Remember that? SirDog.com writer slammed Brock Lesnar or was it Bobby Lashley he slammed? He slammed him for being a professional wrestler. He went on and on about how Brock on and on about wrestling and how it's fake and made up and blah, 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 just on and on. He said, who are these guys, Brock Lesnar? Who is this guy, Bobby Lashley, he said. I'm sure he's eating his words now, isn't he, Aaron? Eating them all up.
Yeah.
Brock, a champion in the sport, although you know the story there. Bobby freaking Lashley, he's undefeated. Both guys laying dudes out on their backs in MMA. Yet this guy states that professional wrestling. Yeah, it's fake. Yep, he says these professional wrestlers from a made-up, make-believe stage sport dominating, man, in your world, Mr. Sure Dog Ryder. What's that dude's name, Corey? What was his name? Man, I wish I knew his name. The guy who badmouthed professional wrestling from SureDog.com. I would love to do a follow-up with that man. 888-357-9876. 888-357-9876. Option 2. Radio at online, worldofwrestling.com. Let's see. What are we going to do? I'll tell you what. Let's go to a quick break, Tim. When we come back, when we come back, Linda McMahon's in the news. Former CEO to the WWE. She's in the news. You don't want to miss this. I'm outraged. I'm completely outraged at what she has to say. I'm outraged. And when we come back, I'm going to get into it a little bit, because what she had to say is against what I believe, and I'm sure you guys, being wrestling fans, are against it as well. We'll see. Don't forget, we got Bill DeMott next hour. Tell a friend. But first, Linda McManagement, former CEO to the WWE, is in the news. You don't want to miss this. I'm outraged at it. It's vintage Nick Anthony, and I'm calling Linda McMahon next on air live here on OWW Radio. 888-357-9876, option 2. 888-357-986, option 2.
Let's do it.
Karen found Jeff Jarrett, a man who was looking for love. You remember his wife just passed away, so he was on his own. His kids were looking for a woman figure to look up to, I suppose. So he did what any good man would do, any man would do. I don't all blame Jeff Jarrett, although he has faults. However, I do blame the egomaniacal, attention whore, selfish, money-grabbing, narcissist, self-centered, crud-filled slut Karen. That's how I feel about her. Thank you very much.
OWW Radio.
The definitive professional wrestling-based website on the internet today brings you everything from everywhere. The WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, the Indie Scene, all this and more can be found on one site. If you're obsessed with everything wrestling, head on over to www.onlineworldwrestling.com. News, views, and information from the world of professional wrestling is right at your fingertips, only a month's worth away, with every single page chock full of information and news on your favorite wrestling stars, such as
Chris Jericho,
Derek Bischoff,
Finn Bishop,
Mick Foley.
Plus, the most definitive source for all the best audio and video the internet has to offer. As well, news articles and blogs from some of the best-known entertainers in the world today, and the most in-depth and detailed profiles and galleries of the biggest and brightest stars of today. Get into the world of wrestling online. It's the site the pros use. Online World of Wrestling. www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. Check it out today.
The most controversial man in wrestling radio is coming back to the Free Zone. The Trey Dog is bringing back the fabulous Bam and taking Wrestling News Live back to the people. Be sure to check out www.wrestlingnewslive.tk for information and updates. And, oh yeah, join the forums and start posting, bitches. Wrestling News Live returning soon on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Do you have a certain passion? Maybe you're a geek, a wrestling fan, a sex enthusiast, or you just need something to do for the evening. Then come check out the Wild Talk Radio Network, providing you with the latest in online entertainment. Whether it's getting in the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio, or getting a little R-rated with CB Radio, or anything goes. Or whether you just want to play a game of Dungeons & Dragons with the geeks over to Talk We Talk Live. All you gotta do is head on over to www.wildtalkradio.com and check out all of our daily programming. Wild Talk Radio Network. Come and get wild with us.
by way of Waterbury, Connecticut now. Linda McMahon, former CEO of the WWE, had a chat with ABCNews.com, Katie Snowman. Ha! The Republican Senate hopeful had some interesting words that you might need to know about, especially if you are in that state, man. Kate Snow asked Linda and Tim, if you can be ready, we're going to call Mrs. McMahon live on air soon here. You got that number, right? We're going to call Linda live on air. But before that, yeah, we're going to call her, Aaron. Before that, Kate Snow of ABC asked Linda about putting her own money into the race for the seat. Snow asked, quote, "How much money are you willing to spend out of your own pocket to get to the Senate?" McMahon said, "Well, I've said I'm willing to spend, you know, what it takes for the people in Connecticut to get to know who I am and what I stand for," is what she said. Snow replied by saying, "There's been a $50 million figure put on the table. It's out there." McMahon quoted, I've heard that." Then she laughs at it. Snow followed up by asking, "Have you said that, Linda?" McMahon replied, I've said I would, you know, I'd be willing to spend, if it takes $50 million, here's why. Because I'm a political unknown in the state." That's what she said. She did a little speed racer thinking, but I'm not mad at her. I'm not mad at you, Linda. You better be on your toes. And you repeating yourself with these I've said this, and you know, and I would, and you know, and I'd be willing to, is not going to cut it for me. I don't know if it's going to cut it for you guys out in Connecticut, but it's certainly not cutting it for me. Snow then asked the question, "I think you've spent about $5 million on your campaign so far. $30,000 you've given to town committees, which is how this the system works here in Connecticut. John Wilson in Preston, Connecticut, he's with the Republican town committee there, and he was quoted as saying, "It feels like they're trying to buy our vote, that you're trying to buy your way into the U.S. Senate." What do you say to that? That's what Katie Snow is asking the Republican hopeful Linda McMahon. McMahon replied, "Well, I've heard that, you know, from day one. I think the voters here in Connecticut should be insulted to be, well, have it suggested that they could be bought." End of quote. Now, hold on. Hold on. She just flipped the script on this guy, John Wilson, who I might add is within her party, by saying the folks in Connecticut should be insulted that he thought that Linda's campaign might be trying to buy them there in Connecticut. Meanwhile, she didn't answer one freaking question that Kate Snow dished out about the accusation. So millions of dollars she has. Millions of dollars she has said to have or will be contributing to her campaign with ads and tours and whatever else to get the word out there. Vote for me and I'll set you free. Who can oppose that? Who can oppose that in your opinion in today's world other than other halves in this country? Who can oppose it? We live in this screwed up country, United States of America, where the haves benefit more than the have-nots. In the interview, Linda talks about how the government lost focus and jobs needed to be created and blah, 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 on and on and on. She screams and complains. And she's spending $50 million to run for an office? She said, quote, "I am very concerned of where our government is taking our country at this particular point. Amounting debt," she said,
free-willing spending that we have in Washington, and I've just been watching it and looking at it and understanding that there's no potential that the American dream that I was able to live will not be there for other generations if we continue down this path where we are. Excuse me! Excuse me, Mrs. McManagement. You are spending $50 million to run for an office where you will lie, cheat, and steal your way to the top. Don't tell me you're doing for future generations. We've been hearing that for years. What makes you the difference when you don't even listen to your company's audience? What makes you the difference? But wait. But wait. Like my friend Billy Mays would say, there's more. There's more to the story. Katie Snow asked about the over-debated health care bill President Obama has in place. And this is it. This is the kicker for me. This is the kick hurt around the world, I guess, or a punch, whatever it was. This is the cherry on the cake. The quote from Kate Snow. She said, if you were there now with the health care reform debate that's going on, where would you stand on that? Have you been following it at all? McMahon's reply, I cannot vote for a health care plan that I believe is going to increase costs, not decrease costs. I think there's a danger that that health care bill is going to come between patients and their doctors. Wrong. Wrong. Go straight to jail. What do I say? Go straight to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Wrong. So typical. And shocked, you're going to hate me for this one. So typical of the right to spew such false statements. And let me tell you this. Let me tell you this before the political party hate emails and polls start. I'm a political party atheist. I don't follow either of the schmucks in Washington. I have my own brain. I have my own brain to back it up. And don't believe me? You don't believe me? Ask the mayor of San Bernardino and you ask Senator Tom McClintock, among others, who I've been toe-to-toe with. Linda and her offspring and her offspring's offerings are well taken care of. Linda just lied to us all. And Connecticut, you should be outraged. She lied to us all about this health care issue. Here she is with an abundance of wealth and sources to match to add funds with health care and insurances for her and her offspring. Like I said, her offspring's offspring and their offspring's offspring. Meanwhile, you and I pander at odds and end jobs hoping that this bill gets no hiccups. So that less money will be taken out of our checks every 2 weeks. What's so hard to understand that some people can't afford health care? What's so hard about that, Linda McMahon? What's so hard about that, some of you in the Republican Party? Should they not get the proper coverage because they don't have the proper funds or adequate funds, rather? Are they less than you? People are dying because of it, Linda. Now, I don't understand. I don't understand the right thinking shock on the issue. It's simple. Simple to me. This bill will allow, finally, companies to compete for our business. And much like this past Monday, competition only makes things better, right? We've seen it with WWE and TNA. It only makes it better. Here we are in the States paying higher premiums on insurance for lesser generic medicines just so that we can be bogged down by the insurers yet again, and there's nowhere to turn. Nothing we can do about it. So what are they saying? So what? What is the right saying? I got mine. Maybe you should try something else in your life. That pisses me off. Now I won't let it go unchallenged. I won't let Linda go unchallenged. So Tim, you got that number? You can start calling up Miss Linda McMahon's hint right now. Call her right here on the air. You got the number. I gave it to you. You call her up live.
Fly, folks. Can't get any better than this.
We're going to... Yeah. No. You can't. We're going to ask for an interview with her right here on OWW Radio. Tell me when you have her, Tim. Or you have the voicemail or whatever it is that we get to. Just dial her up. Just dial her up right now. I want to hear it all. We're just going to ask for an interview. A date of her choosing. We'll make ourselves available to her. Let's see if she is really for the American citizens. Let's see if she's really for wrestling fans, for that matter. Are we wrestling fans? Let's see if she wants to talk to wrestling fans. People who put her over, who got her wealth. Here we are, two of the genres, the fields that she has entered or been a part of, wrestling and politics.
Do we have her yet, Tim?
No, I don't think we have her yet. Corey, give me another number for her. I don't think this is working. Is it, Tim? Not working? Okay, here we go. Put her on. Here we go. All right, we got her. I know it's after hours, but it doesn't matter. I'll leave a message anyway. What time is it there in Connecticut? What are they, 3 hours behind? What is it?
9:39.
I can't believe what she said. Is it 3 hours behind?
Yeah, 9:39 right now.
All right. Gee, no one's answering. I can't believe what she said about the health care. Nah, she's not gonna ask. No one's gonna answer. Fuck. Is this her campaign office or what? No one's gonna answer the phone at her campaign office. How does she expect to win? Somebody answer the phone. Do you have voicemail? Bring it out. All right, hang it up, Tim. Yeah, go for it.
Ridiculous.
Can't believe it. This one really got my attention, that healthcare, man. Just don't understand, especially when she comes from a background that has been supported by what people may call the bottom feeders, like that Sure Dog writer said, I said earlier in the first segment. Can't understand it. They call it the bottom feeders, or the last stocks of society. Wrestling fans are. Most of us don't have health insurance. Most of us can't afford it. Meanwhile, she goes on about saying that I will not support any bill in health care that Obama has. Meanwhile, we're dying in the streets, Miss Linda McMahon. All right, there you go. That's Linda McMahon in her campaign office. No one's answering the phone there. It's all good. We'll call her. We'll try it again. I can't take it anymore. These criminals in office. It's all about attention. That's all it is. It's all about attention. Me. What did that one guy say a while back about Washington? What did he say? He said Washington is the ugly people's Hollywood. Quick break, come back with more OWW Radio. Right back.
OWW Radio.
All right, where do you go to find downloadable professional wrestling on demand? One site, clickwrestle.com. Whether it's male or female, mixed, you want some free videos, wrestlers, and the catalogs that follow, clickwrestle.com. Featuring wrestling matches involving Claudio Castagnoli, Art Cannon, cheerleader Melissa American Dragon, Daphne Chris Hero, and many more. ClickWrestle.com matches are now only $2.95 to purchase. $2.95. Can't go wrong with $2.95. Just log on to www.clickwrestle.com.
Do you have a business that you are looking to take online but have no idea what an HTML or a JPEG is? Do you currently have a website that is in need of an overhaul? Or do you have a website that needs updating but you don't have the time to do so? If the answer to any of these questions is yes, then you need to check out WTRProductions.tk, where you can get quality web design and management at an affordable rate. Looking to get the lowdown on all the services we offer? Then shoot us off an email by checking out our contact section so that we can help you get started building your online home. WTR Productions. High quality work for an affordable rate. Built the way you want. Located at www.wtrproductions.tk.
The Bang Cartoon Radio Hour is now on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You got some email?
Yeah, after watching Mark Sanchez scarf down a wiener on the sidelines, Jeff Garcia immediately demanded to be traded to the Jets.
You want the latest NFL news? You won't get it here. You want NFL stats and analysis? You won't get it here.
Skip Bayless talks to Chad Ochocinco week 8.
The Steelers and the Ravens will wind up better than you. I've got you losing down the road here.
Losing what?
Baltimore? At Pittsburgh?
Chad, please.
Skip Bayless is like my crack.
If you want the best and funniest NFL podcast on the internet, join us for the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour, Friday nights at 8:30, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Bang!
Radio at online. WorldOfWrestling.com. One quick thing remaining on Linda McMahon. She was asked about the wrestling industry, and Aaron, she didn't shy away from it, which I was shocked. So that was good on her part, right? She isn't trying to distance herself from it. Yeah. She stood firm.
Surprised, because
I'm proud of
what happens with politics.
Okay, enough of that. You guys want wrestling, so wrestling we will go. ROH. This from Scott, one of the producers, the indie producer here at on OWW Radio, wrote this in on Genesis the other day. I'm tired of ROH giving us the same matches on the same shows in the same city. That's Scott, indie producer on OWW Radio. He says, where does this stem from? Final Battle 2008 saw Tyler Black wrestle Austin Aries. Final Battle 2009 saw Tyler Black challenge Austin Aries for the world title in an hour-long and poorly paced time limit draw. In between those two shows, ROH gave us twice Aries versus Black in some fashion. Be it a triple threat title match or a ridiculously booked tag elimination. And how does ROH switch it up for the 8th anniversary show? No, they don't, he says. Instead, they give us Aries versus Black. Again. Continuing on in the article he wrote, look, I like Aries. I think he's a great champion. I like Black. He's an up-and-comer and has a bright future ahead of him. But I am tired of spending my money and seeing the same matches over and over again, he says. I expect there to be some variety. Not four shows in the span of a year to have them wrestle each other in some fashion. People have been complaining about WWE having the same main event over and over. Well, for me, here in New York City, where these matches are taking place, I feel like the repetition is hurting the product. In the time I've seen four Aries Black matches, I've seen three Kenny Omega versus Claudio Castagnoli matches. Why, ROH? Why do you keep booking the same matches in the same city? Why can't we get some variety out of these shows? He says, when I first started watching ROH Live, I got to see some amazing matches and a large variety of them. They were different, felt special. And when there was a time for a rematch in the same city, now having a decent amount of time between the wrestlers facing off made it more special. Right now, ROH seems to be stagnant, at least here in New York City, at their live shows. I just don't want to see the same matches show after show when the ticket prices keep rising and the quality of the shows are not getting any better. Good point. Which leads me to this for you programmers. By the way, that was Scott, producer, indie producer here of OWW Radio on OWW Genesis, OnlineWorldOfWrestling.com. Now, this article leads me to this for you programmers. Tim, Brad, Shock, you guys listening? The poll question for the site. Do you think that Desmond Wolfe or Nigel McGuinness and Brian Danielson, the American Dragon, do you think that their departure from ROH is the blame for the repetitive matches, for the stagnant promotion? For the promotion not go anywhere, for the matches that they produce. Poll question should be up by tomorrow, Wednesday, and we will have the results next week on OWW Radio. Meanwhile, 888-357-9876, option 2, for your news, views, reviews, clips, moans, groans, and whatever you should have. That's radio at online, worldofwrestling.com, radio at online, worldofwrestling.com. Okay, Aaron, are you all set for match of the week for this week? Tim, if you will, match of the week here on OWW Radio.
OWW Radio.
All right, you can be a part of the match of the week segment by submitting your candidate match to radio at online, worldofwrestling.com, or if you are a member of Genesis, private message, total nonsense. That's the week brought to you by EWF Empire Wrestling Federation, home of the School of Hard Nuts. Jeff D. Hernandez, EWF, I should say, can be heard Saturday, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 Eastern on KCAAradio.com. For more information, log on to EmpireWrestlingFederation.com. By the way, RVD and Booker T will be heading that way soon. As a matter of fact, I think they're there now. We'll check them out. EmpireWrestlingFederation.com. Aaron, go for it. Match of the week.
All right, man. Let's go back a week and let's roam on in back into the Monday Night Wars last week. And TNA and WWE reminded me why I was a wrestling fan. And, you know, we talked about all this last week. We talked about the Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels cutting the promos, and we talked about one match in particular over on TNA, and that one match in particular happened to be AJ Styles against Kurt Angle. And the thing going into this match was they were trying to figure out who was the best wrestler in the world. Now, you take a Kurt Angle and you take an AJ Styles, two men who are established, and there's really no need for them to be built up anymore because they've been built up, you know, TNA ever since their inception in 2002. They've done nothing but build up AJ Styles except for the little part where they made him like a comical skit with Kurt Angle. And Kurt Angle has been nothing but built up ever since his arrival in WWF in Survivor Series of 99. And so you take these two people who have been built up as much as they have, rightfully so. You got a gold medalist and a man who in his debut match was throwing out 450 splashes. You put them in the ring together and you're going to get something special. And that's exactly what you saw last Monday night on TNA. And at first, I thought they were going to ruin the match with the run-in with the masked guy. I don't know who's doing this crap, but...
Yeah, I don't understand that either, man. I have no clue what that is about.
It's just more Russo trying to bring back WWF from 98, and it's not...
And it seemed out of place, too, during that match, because, of course, the action got started back underway, but it really seemed out of place, and... It shouldn't have belonged. It shouldn't have been there.
No, it was complete and utter waste of 30 seconds of airtime. And in that 30 seconds, there's no telling what AJ Styles or Kurt Angle could have done, you know? I mean, you just can't ever tell with these two, you know? And I thought it wasn't possible for myself to gain any more respect at all for either one of those two, but I gained more respect, unbelievably. Because, you know, AJ Styles is a man who I love to study. And the exact same goes for Kurt Angle. I sit down and I've studied hours and hours of both men wrestling. And there's really no better people to study. And in this match, I mean, the thing that gets me with Ring of Honor is all the false finishes. And in TNA... They're not thrown around near as much as ROH. And AJ Styles hits two Styles clashes. Kurt Angle kicks out both times in the last split second. And in TNA, they don't go on and on and on about them kicking out. Whereas ROH, they spend about 5 minutes, you know, going, my God, he kicked out again, you know. And in TNA, it's a whole lot different. And TNA does it the way it needs to be done. And all that stuff adds up. I mean, the ankle locks and the angle slams and the suplexes and the outside dives in the opening 2 minutes. I mean, it all adds up to the perfect wrestling match. And that's what I'm going to call that match from last week, the perfect wrestling match. And
also, the knockdown. Yeah, that was a great match, and it was a great way to end the program for TNA's Impact that week. But also the knockout division, the knockout tag match, that was freaking awesome. And we were talking about it on the super show that we had at WTR. Here we are talking about women's wrestling on WTR on Beating Out Monday Night Raw. Exactly. So that's definitely up there with that angle match. The whole TNA program. I'm gonna give it all the match of the week this week. Is that cool to say, Aaron?
I mean, if we could bring back the runner-ups, I mean, no doubt the TNA Knockouts Championship Tag Team match would be number one on the runner-ups. I mean,
something that impressed a lot of people, especially me, Chuck, of course, is the old school feeling that it had. Of course, I'm talking about the knockout tag team match. Had that old school philosophy, old school feeling that hasn't been portrayed in professional wrestling for years now. And women were portraying this, were doing this on that match. It was great. The women at TNA are underrated. The knockout division at TNA is underrated. All right, Aaron, you're saying Angle Styles at TNA's Impact last week, match of the week here on OWW Radio. Again, you can be a part of this segment by emailing radio@onlineworldofwrestling.com and submitting your candidate for match of the week this week. Also, if you are a Genesis member, you can just simply private message Total Nonstop on the Forbes. Telephone number is 888-357-9876, option 2. Let's go to the phone line. Tim, we got Chris Kelly. Chris, he hung up? There we are. Okay.
Hello.
All right. Chris, you're online? All right, cool. What's up, man? Where are you calling from?
England.
England. What's up, dude?
I totally disagree with the Angle Styles match being match of the week. It was awful.
Really?
It was just too many ankle locks, too many Styles clashes. They tried to go for, like, the same match structure as HBK Undertaker at WrestleMania, and it just didn't work. The Angle Slam is now the most pointless finishing move in professional wrestling.
Wow. Could you explain some of this?
Because Angle now... Angle's whole, like, all his reversals is the ankle lock. And back in the WWF, WWE, it was, the ankle lock was one of the, like, best, like, most painful submissions. Now it's just a hold, a rest hold. And it just didn't, it just didn't make me want to watch the impact. I actually flipped over the channel, because you knew that it wasn't going to end with the ankle lock. It never ended with the ankle lock. And whilst I liked the ending, it did make Styles' finisher look pointless next to the ankle lock and angle slam.
You know, I think this all goes back to what genre of wrestling that you're a fan of. You know, if you're a newer fan, then I can see where you're coming from. All this, you know, the ankle lock's just another hold and the angle slam's just another suplex. I can see where you're coming from. And if you're an old school wrestling fan, then you'll know you can still look at stuff like this and see, you know, angles, this machine that they're making him out to be, and any move can be just deadly coming from this machine, you know. And in a way, I see where you're coming from, and in a way, I kind of disagree with you.
Which is fair enough, because that is the idea of wrestling. You're meant to disagree with each other. But I must find out, I've got to be cappy. So go.
Well, enjoy that ECW, man. I'm definitely not looking forward to seeing Abraham Washington and Tony Atlas joke around. But enjoy that, man. And thanks for the call in, man. And call again.
You're welcome.
Hey, thanks, man.
All right. And that's like what I said. The old school feel that the tag team match, the Knockouts had at the TNA Impact was great. Had a great old school feel to it, and a lot of the old school wrestlers or wrestling fans, as they say, aren't familiar or aren't, you know, so quick to adapt to all the various kickouts and holds that they're doing now. Or, well, actually, we are into the holds, but we aren't into the kickouts, the repetitive kickouts and things like that over and over and over and over again. Go ahead, Aaron.
False finishes. That's what I was talking about earlier with ROH. I mean, you know, TNA tried to do a few false finishes, and I thought they did them perfectly. Whereas you look at an ROH, and they do it every 5 minutes. You know, every 5 minutes they got another finishing move being hit. And that's what makes the matches so long, because every time they hit a finish, they go for a three count, and at the last split second they kick out, the wrestlers spend 5 minutes arguing with the referee, and they end up going to a 60-minute, hour and 30-minute match. And it's all because of the false finishes, and that don't make a perfect wrestling match.
A good
Whereas,
match.
I would have to disagree.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I would have to disagree with the caller.
Yeah.
All right, online, worldofwrestling.com, OWW Radio, back with another hour. Don't forget, Bill DeMott, tell a friend, 888-357-9876, option 2, and we'll hear from Sean Clark, the advertising director at EWF. Coming up next, you're on OWW Radio.
All right, Online World of Wrestling is proud to present its official forum, OWW Genesis, the gold standard of wrestling forums. OWW Genesis hosts over 50 active forums, which include news, results, the WWE section, TNA, ROH, independent and international discussion, women's wrestling, 8 video forums, OWW forum games, MMA, wrestling video games, and wrestling interests. You want more? Okay, Genesis also has forums dedicated to wrestling promotions of the past, ECW, WCW, and the golden age of professional wrestling. More? Okay, Genesis has more to offer its community with a variety of special features such as OWW Undisputed, Debate League, Bloodfest, All Time Polls, What If, Fair or Foul, even an eFed called Takedown. More? Okay, OWW Genesis is also proud to be the official community forum for Chick Fights and OWW Radio. More? Okay, you'll find me there, Nick Anthony, and all the producers and many others right there at Online World of Wrestling official forum, OWW Genesis. It's the gold standard of wrestling forums. It's the gold standard! Okay, that one hurt it. That one hurt it.
Greetings, one and all. This is Michael T. reminding you to check out www.gerweck.net. That's Gerweck.net, the official news source of the Monday Night Mayhem. It's also your official news source for all your pro wrestling news, notes, rosters, results, interviews, and polls. We bring it to you since 1997 free of pop-ups, free of spyware, and more importantly, we bring it to you free of charge. So, ladies and gentlemen, check it out frequently, 24-7, www.gerweck.net, Gerweck.net, the official news source of the Monday Night Mayhem.
Hey, this is the Spud Guy, the real voice of Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Listen every Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern as we get an in-depth of the world of wrestling. And as always, you can find me there, the real voice of Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Wild Talk Radio is sponsored by Tripology. Book your next trip with Tripology. If you're finding it's time to get away, you have an important upcoming business trip, or if it's last minute and you need to get there fast without any hassles, call Tripology today.
I'm sure.
If you're working too many hours and can't find the time to plan that badly needed vacation, then stress no longer. Tripology is here to help. Tripology will help you get to where you need to go, whether it's for an important business trip, a last-minute flight out to see a loved one, or that much-needed and overdue vacation. Now is the time to make Tripology your travel agent. Call Tripology toll-free at 1-866-289-9950 or log on to www.mytripology.com and plan your trip now.
ECW where it belongs, the afterthought of the WWE, their developmental program on national television. Let's put it where it belongs. Let's get that straight.
Oh, Eddie, but Jesus, I just went through this whole thing on the other freaking tape. I went to play it back and went two sentences and then went, poof. All right, I haven't had a beer yet. It's 5 to 11. This is killing me because I'm going through this sober.
I'm like, do these assholes not see a pair of boxer briefs laying on the floor? Luna is one of the most beautiful women that I've ever saw. And I'm not lying.
OWW Radio. And now, Nick Anthony.
All right, online world of wrestling, OWW Genesis, WTR Wild Talk Radio Network, Nick Anthony on the forums broadcasting from the entertainment capital of the world, Los Angeles, California. And you are tuned in to online world of wrestling radio, OWW Radio, man, where fans and legends come together. Whether you are a viewer of WWE's Monday Night Raw, ECW, Superstars, or Friday Night SmackDown, TNA Impact, man, Ring of Honor, the Indies, we talked them all, including MMA. We want to hear from you. We've made it easy for you with our toll-free telephone number. It's 888-357-9876. 888-357-9876, hit option 2. Email address is radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com. That's radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com. All right, second hour. Thanks for being a part of the program. Aaron TNA Kendrick from OWW Genesis joins us here. What's up, Aaron?
Oh, not much, man. What's going on?
All right. Thanks for chiming in there, Aaron. What are you doing, sleeping?
I said, what's going on?
No.
All right. Well, it was a little, okay, man. Easy.
Can you hear me?
All right. We got Bill DeMont coming up shortly here. But first, we got some email. We got an email coming in. Let's go to the email back, Tim, if you will. Emails here on OWW Radio can be sent to radio@onlineworldofwrestling.com.
OWW Radio.
Email.
Emails.
Emails.
There's a letter in your mailbox.
Emails.
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 Shane, from where is he from? I don't know. It doesn't say. Oh, okay. Shane said, Nick, I completely agree with you that the new fans of the WWE have a different view of professional wrestling than some of the older fans. I began watching WWF around 1986 and loved the old promos with the top stars. You had an announcer and the wrestler. They cut their promos and went out and wrestled. Occasionally, you would see backstage footage of the wrestlers out of their elements, but you didn't have any of the scripted stuff. I've taken the time to go back to the 70s and early 80s to see some of the talent. I haven't went past the 70s much, though. I think these young fans should do the same. I have a buddy who was reminiscing about the glory days of the mid-90s when wrestling was so great. I'll give it to him that it was good, but I don't think it was as good as the 80s. Give me a break. That's Shane on OWW Genesis sending us an email at radio@onlineworldofwrestling.com. He's talking about last week's show. And now I brought up the generation gap that wrestling fans have about last week's TNA Impact show. We talked about in the first hour TNA's knockout division, the tag team match that they had, and how old school wrestling was implemented into the match. Old school wrestling psychology and how they portrayed the match and how they sold and things of that nature. You don't see that now. And current wrestling fans, they don't want it. And they don't care to revisit and look back at matches from even past the 90s into the 80s and 70s. They don't care to educate themselves on these type of matches. And all they want is the quick fix. That's what we talked about last week. You can check that out at the archives. Or you can go to iTunes Store and subscribe to OWW Radio there. All right, 888-357-9876, option 2, emails for the show can be sent to radio@onlineworldofwrestling.com. All right, let's see, what are we doing? Bill DeMott coming up soon, shortly here. In the next couple of minutes, Bill DeMott will be joining us here. We're going to talk WCW and also some WWF, man. Tim, can you call Sean Clough for me real quick? Yeah, DeMont's later, yeah. Call Sean Clough right now. I want to talk to Sean a little bit about EWF. I told him I was going to give him a call. So I'll tell you what. Let's go to a break. Let's take a break real quick, Tim. And then we'll get Sean on the line. And then we'll come back, talk to Sean a little bit. Then we go to another break. And I'm sure Bill will be with us then. Cool. We'll do that.
OWW Radio.
All right, Online World of Wrestling is proud to present its official forum, OWW Genesis, the gold standard of wrestling forums. OWW Genesis hosts over 50 active forums, which include news, results, the WWE section, TNA, ROH, independent and international discussion, women's wrestling, 8 video forums, OWW forum games, MMA, wrestling video games, and wrestling interests. You want more? Okay, Genesis also has forums dedicated to wrestling promotions of the past, ECW, WCW, and the golden age of professional wrestling. More? Okay, Genesis has more to offer its community with a variety of special features such as OWW Undisputed, Debate League, Bloxest, All Time Pose, What If, Fair or Foul, even an eFed called Takedown. More? Okay, OWW Genesis is also proud to be the official community forum for Chick Fights and OWW Radio. More? Okay, you'll find me there, Nick Anthony, and all the producers and many others right there at Online World of Wrestling's official forum, OWW Genesis. It's the gold standard of wrestling forum. It's the gold standard! Okay, that one hurt it. That one hurt it.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, the whole fucking show, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me on the Wild Talk Radio Network, boo.
Have a certain passion. Maybe you're a geek, a wrestling fan, a sex enthusiast, or you just need something to do for the evening. Then come check out the Wild Talk Radio Network, providing you with the latest in online entertainment. Whether it's getting in the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio, or getting a little R-rated with CB Radio, or anything goes. Or whether you just want to play a game of Dungeons & Dragons with the geeks over to Talk Who Talk Live. All you gotta do is head on over to www.wildtalkradio.com and check out all of our daily programming. Wild Talk Radio Network. Come and get wild with us.
Hey, it's Nick Cassidy from OWW Radio, and I want you to join me Tuesdays for the most opinionated wrestling talk on the Internet. We mix in current events and news from all over the world. It's nonstop opinionated wrestling news talk. It is OWW Radio at OnlineWorldOfWrestling.com. Write it down. OnlineWorldOfWrestling.com. That's the site known around the world, badass. We have the largest wrestling database worldwide, even in Canada. Come on, I'm just joking. But listen to OWW Radio with features like This Week in Wrestling History, where we make mention of all things that happened this week in wrestling history. Can you imagine it? Plus, the Match of the Week and OWW Jeopardy. That's where we test your wrestling knowledge. It's just like Jeopardy without Alex Trebek, right? We got interviews. Just recently, we interviewed Bret the Hitman Hart. Excuse me. I said Bret the Hitman Hart. OWW Radio at online, worldofwrestling.com. Also, clickwrestle.com and YouTube. We're there too, OWW Radio. And subscribe, slap that's to us, at the iTunes Store. OWW Radio is on Twitter, and we have Facebook also. OWW Radio, man, where fans and legends come together. All right, 888-357-9876, option 2, radio at online, worldofwrestling.com, radio at online, worldofwrestling.com, Nick Anthony, Aaron Kendrick, and I believe joining us now is the advertising director for Empire Wrestling Federation, Sean Clough, EWF radio program. What's up, Sean?
What's going on there, sir? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing just fine. I haven't talked with you in a while, but I'm glad you're here with us now, man.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me on, man. You got a busy, busy night going on. We're going to go see Rob Van Dam and his comedy tour tonight. We're going to go see a bunch of the old school ECW guys. We got Sabu. Mm-hmm. We got the Sandman. We got Ariel from the ECW days. Good Lord, is she a hottie? But that's another subject. As
I heard Booker T was going to be there too, man.
What was that?
I heard Booker T was going to be there. Is that true?
Yeah, that's the rumor. I mean, he was on front and center right there on the flyers, so that's another big superstar that's going to be coming on here. And if anybody's in the Ontario area, I would highly recommend coming down here. And, man, it looks, I'm kind of going around right now. I'm actually on my Bluetooth as I'm driving right now. It looks like it's packed. A lot of people waiting out here to get in.
Now, this isn't Ontario, Canada, is it? Because I don't think no one wants to go around that area.
No, this is in Ontario, California. This is not the Ontario Improv.
Oh, okay, I hear you. Now, I brought up Booker T because his negotiations fell through with the WWE. You hear about that? Any reports, news, stories? Have you seen Booker T there?
I physically haven't seen him yet. He's probably obviously inside right now, probably getting ready for the comedy show. I'm not really sure what they're going to be doing with all the wrestlers. And I do know that as an extra bonus tonight, Gabriel Iglesias will be here as well. So he is actually very good friends with Marty Elias, which is one of Mr. Jesse Hernandez's disciples with the Empire Wrestling Federation. And
Right.
He will be here, and there's going to be a lot of other big-name comedians as well as the wrestlers are going to be here. So it's going to be an interesting night to see exactly what they do with everything.
All right, man. Empire Wrestling Federation, you guys sponsoring that event with Rob Van Dam?
No, we're not sponsoring this event. We actually, on the radio show, as a special favor for Rob, he wanted to get a little airtime, so on our last Friday show, we actually promoted it for him, and as a special thank you, we're going to be in negotiations and possibly having him in studio on our show.
Cool, man. That sounds like a great show you guys are planning there with RVD. Yeah. Tell us about the radio show there at kcaradio.com, by the way.
Oh, it's a one-hour radio show. It primarily talks about the Empire Wrestling Federation, which is based in Southern California. And Mr. Jesse Hernandez, the legendary Jesse Hernandez, I should say, former WWF wrestler. He's a former referee. He's wrestled in AWA. He's wrestled all over the world, and he has now opened up a training school in Southern California, which a lot of his former students are now with the Big Show. You've got Melina, former Divas champion. She just got hurt recently. You also got Christopher Daniels. You also got Chavo Guerrero. You've got Awesome Kong, which is half of the tag team champs with TNA now, the ladies tag team champs, I should say.
Yeah.
So you've got quite a bit of people that have been there in our group, and there's quite a bit more that you're going to probably see hopefully in the next few days. I'm sure you've heard of Young Bucks.
Oh,
they
absolutely.
They've trained with us, and they just recently signed a contract with TNA, I want to say approximately a week or 2 weeks ago. So
right.
They're now with TNA, and those are, again, two really good eye flyer, kind of like it's the old school rockers, you could say. So, yeah, it's a very busy time for Empire Wrestling Federation. You know, we're going to be having three shows a month, and we're also in negotiations with Cal State Fullerton, possibly doing a super show at Cal State Fullerton.
A super show, huh? With another promotion out there in California?
I'm sorry. Yes, that's in Fullerton, California, correct.
Oh, okay. All right, and the EWF radio can be heard Saturdays right at what time now?
It's Saturdays from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time. You can listen to it either on kcaa.com. You can listen on 1050 a.m. if you're in the San Bernardino, California area, or placewithfriends.com or the Empire Wrestling Federation.com. You can listen to it everywhere, so there's no excuse for you to miss it.
All right, Sean Call, the advertising director of Empire Wrestling Federation at EmpireWrestlingFederation.com. Don't forget placewithfriends.com for the EWF radio show. EWF radio show, and Sean Call, advertising director of Empire Wrestling Federation. Take a quick break, come back. Bill DeMott's on the line, I'm told. Bill DeMott's on the line, Sean. Can you believe it?
OWW Radio.
All right, Online World of Wrestling is proud to present its official forum, OWW Genesis, the gold standard of wrestling forums. OWW Genesis hosts over 50 active forums, which include news, results, the WWE section, TNA, ROH, independent and international discussion, women's wrestling, 8 video forums, OWW forum games, MMA, wrestling video games, and wrestling interests. You want more? Okay, Genesis also has forums dedicated to wrestling promotions of the past, ECW, WCW, and the golden age of professional wrestling. More? Okay, Genesis has more to offer its community with a variety of special features such as OWW Undisputed, Debate League, Bloodfest, All Time Polls, What If, Fair or Foul, even an eFed called Takedown. More? Okay, OWW Genesis is also proud to be the official community forum for Chick Fights and OWW Radio. More? Okay. You'll find me there, Nick Anthony, and all the producers and many others right there at Online World of Wrestling's official forum, OWW Genesis. It's the gold standard of wrestling forum. It's the gold standard! Okay, that one heard it. That one heard it.
Spaceman, oh spaceman, come rescue me from this cold.
everybody. This is Biff Naked. Hang loose. Hang ten. High five. Go get them. Fight the good fight. You're listening to WTR with Biff Naked.
Hey, The Answer here, better known as William McConnell, co-host of Cigarette Butts and Bandanas. Just letting you know, you can keep it tuned here to Wild Talk Radio Network every Saturday night around midnight or midnight and a half at CB Radio, the show with no conversational boundaries. If you want to get in on the fun, go ahead and call 267-97-1397. Tell them you want CB Radio, and we'll play your voicemails on the show. Or, if you're a little shy, go to wildtalkradio.com and join us in the chats and talk to the fellow listeners and the hosts themselves live while they do the show. So remember, if you're bored, feeling a little lonely, or just want to say nothing to no one in particular, do yourself a favor. Call the number.
Wrestling talk has nowhere left to hide.
Running the ropes is your definitive source for wrestling news and a more realistic perspective on a wide spectrum of topics.
No politics, no scripts,
no fake gimmicks.
Join Maverick and Nick on Running the Ropes, the only wrestling-based radio program in the San Francisco Bay Area, every Thursday at 6 p.m., right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, the evolution of online entertainment.
This week is one of the legitimate tough guys of pro wrestling, Bill DeMott, a 20-year veteran in the squared circle. DeMott has intimidated fans in arenas the world over, working a stiff style while still possessing the agility to do a picture-perfect moonsault at near 300 pounds. Ha! Did you hear me? 300 pounds! DeMott marked with some of the biggest names in the business in WCW and WWE. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Hugh Morris, Bill DeMott, to OWW Radio. Bill, thanks for being a part of the program.
What's happening, guys? I appreciate you having me. Let's just, if I could clear one thing up.
Okay, go for it.
350 pounds.
A 350-pound man doing a moonsault. You guys hear this?
Just to clear it up.
Oh man!
Modern day Bam Bam.
Yeah, there you go.
Not a lot of guys. Not a lot of guys admit to being 350 pounds at any time in their career.
Yeah. Aaron just mentioned Bam Bam Bigelow. Is that one of the guys you looked up to? You idolized in your career?
Both being Jersey boys, it was a thrill for me. And matter of fact, I was just talking to my wife a couple of days ago about Scotty, and it was such a thrill. You know, he's a Jersey guy, I'm a Jersey guy, and when I first met him, when I was coming in and out of Japan, and he came home from a tour of Japan, he moved as good as any big guy then, you know, and at the time, and I was like, you know, I could do that. So yeah, I idolized him. He was a big part of what I tried to do, and then later we became very good friends.
All right, man. That is a legend in the industry.
No question
about it. All right, Bill, you were trained by a former guest of ours, Johnny Rods. Can you tell us a little bit about your training with him?
I you know, the honest answer is there's no way to tell you a little bit about Johnny Rods. tremendous! I think so highly of Johnny. I'm probably the biggest. jackass in the world, if I can say that, because I don't stay in contact as much as I'd like to. But I think Johnny's one of those guys that he lives up to his name. I mean, at the time, Vince Sr., what was it, WWF at the time? I mean, anybody who got a job got their job through Johnny Rods and right. Jose Estrada and guys like that. I mean, they were the trusted guys on the roster, and that's who... That's how they decided who was legitimately able to work for the company. Johnny was a great trainer. He's a great person. I mean, his roster of guys he's produced speaks for itself. And I think Johnny Rods is just tremendous, and he still plays a part in what I do from the training I did with WWE and the training I do now with New Energy Wrestling. So Johnny forever, I'm always thinking about him, and I apologize in public for not talking to him as much as I should.
Yeah, and he's still very active there in the world-famous Gleason's gym, isn't he?
I think he's still 39. When I met him, he was 39, and I think his birthday was not too far long ago, and I think he just turned 39, so he's doing good.
Now, early in your career, you wrestled all around the world. How would you describe the differences between both the business and the fans in different parts of the world?
Well, I think when I was doing it, when I started out in the late 80s and then the 90s going to Europe and in Japan and Mexico, you had to prove yourself a little bit because it was, I mean, it wasn't as Hollywood as it is now. And even here in the States, it wasn't as Hollywood in the certain territories, but you had to prove yourself and you had to have something to offer, and it was a lot more physical.
Yeah.
I mean, I came into the business knowing it as physical, and I think that's the way I kind of left it, as physical, and I try to teach my guys the same mindset, you know, with the entertainment values, but, you know, you have to be believable in what you do, and you know, I still hold to the fact that it's not ballet, and if you can't hold your mud, you don't belong in the ring to begin with. But the physicality outside the United States was the best thing for me. I loved it. Mm-hmm. I really loved it. And the fans let you know if they loved you or hated you. They let you know by what you did.
You even captured the heavyweight title while working for the Japanese, what is that promotion in Japan that you worked for?
Wings, yeah.
Wings, W-I-N-G, Wings promotion. You outlasted 15 other men in a tournament to do so. How would you describe your time as champion over there?
I gotta be honest with you. I don't remember it.
Oh, wow.
That was a long time ago. Uh-huh. I mean, I have the magazines. I have some of the newspaper clippings from Tokyo Sports and Baseball and Gong magazine, and it's on Wikipedia and it's on all these things that people tell me about. But I got to be honest. I drift from certain points in my career, and it's not that I don't remember it. I just don't remember what it was like. It was a long time ago, and I'm pretty sure I was probably blown up and gassed to the gills and don't even, you know. I'll tell you what I do remember. My daughter was born right around that time, so it was, you know, double sweet for me. I mean, anytime I got an opportunity to become a champion, I thought it was great.
Now, did your whole family move over there? You moved everyone over there, or just you?
Heck no. It was just, you know, we did 3 weeks or 4 weeks at a time in Japan, and then I'd go and do 3 or 4 weeks at a time in Mexico, and then go back to my home in New Jersey for about 5 to 7 days, and then go back out and do it again.
Okay. Well,
so, you know, I kind of, you know, I lived in the Samsonite for a long time, but I loved it. I would never trade any of that for the world, but I enjoyed the championship runs. I just couldn't tell you too much about it.
And what was your favorite outside country to work in? Like Japan.
I love Japan. Yeah. Hands down, Japan. Mm-hmm. Hands down. I loved it. And I'm sure a lot of the guys you talk to, it's a love-hate relationship. Some guys loved it. Some guys hated the experience and would never go back. Mm-hmm. I always said when I retired, and I never did get the opportunity, that I would have loved to have retired in Japan.
Being a champion in Japan has to hold, you know, something more in the industry, because the fans out in Japan, they're really passionate about this sport more than we are here in the States. I mean, they're really attentive when they go to a wrestling match, aren't they?
Yeah, they'll let you know. I mean, they'll let you know that you know, either you got it or you don't. And I mean, every time we had those championship bouts at the end of the, you know, the big show at the end of every tour,
yeah,
it was great. I loved the little ceremonies in the beginning where everybody came out and the fans, you know, were just getting you riled up. I mean, you had to be dead if you didn't get excited to wrestle in Japan.
Now, a short time after you debuted for WCW back in the States, you turned heel,
yeah,
and joined the infamous Dungeon of Doom faction, led by Sullivan, Kelvin Sullivan.
Yes.
Right? That entire storyline is generally panned by fans today. What were your thoughts on it at the time?
Let's see, 1995, yeah?
Yeah.
The Dungeon of, when I came in, I was just excited to be kind of had my feet in the water again in the States. But I had actually gotten ready to quit wrestling because, you know, I had another daughter on the way at the time, and I just didn't want to travel that much anymore. And I've told this story a million times, and Kevin Sullivan called me on a Sunday night and said, "Are you fat? Are you still wrestling?"
Uh-huh.
And I answered yes to both. They flew me to Macon, Georgia. I shook hands with Hogan, Bischoff, and Sullivan, and that was my contract. And a week later, I was with the Dungeon of Doom. That was the biggest bunch of guys in one group I think I've ever seen.
Wow, man.
There was so much meat and so much talent. I mean, every big man in the company was in the Dungeon of Doom.
Wow, wow. Well, compare that to what you see now on today's product with the smaller guys. You see X Division over at TNA, and you see the smaller,
yeah,
athletes at WWE, the new stars coming in. Compare that to,
yeah,
the two. What do you think is wrong with the industry today with the production of the bigger heavyweights that we don't see anymore?
I don't know if there's anything wrong with it. I mean, I think what everybody's lacking today is big men with some kind of charisma or something to offer. I mean, TNA's got Hernandez, and they've got Abyss, and they've got a couple other cats, but nothing, you know, and it's not, I'm not saying it in a bad way, but nothing stands out. Where's that group of big guys that kind of run roughshod?
Right.
You know, and even WWE, I mean, right now, your biggest guys, minus the Big Show and Kane and Taker, who are, you know,
yeah,
staples there. I mean, where are your big guys? Your next biggest guy that they have going is Sheamus.
Yeah, and they got Batista as well, but that's it. There's no one else.
But, you know, where's those big guys who do more than just punch and kick, you know?
Oh, I hear you.
I was always a fan of that. So I would love to see, you know, I would love to see somebody come back and go, hey, let the big guys play a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But don't get me wrong, the X Division and all those guys, fantastic stuff.
Yeah,
but if you got big guys who can move like that, then let's see the big guys.
Yeah, we have one in you, man.
You still got Kevin Nash over in TNA, but he after like 15 knee surgeries, he can't move around like the X Division.
Yeah, you know, you have the guys. Like I said, there's staples in each company, but you have these young cats. I would really like to. I would love the opportunity to sit down with Hernandez and kind of shake his, you know, head a little bit and see what he's got going on and try to make him, you know, an actual big guy who can do more than, you know, punch and kick. And again, it's not a shot at Hernandez or anybody else.
Right.
You just, the Dungeon at the time, you had Ming and Barbarian and Earthquake and freaking Big Show and and me and guys like that. And every one of us had a little something different to offer.
Yep. Yep.
You know, big guys have to stick together, so I'm always going to root for the big guy.
What's your opinions on Kevin Sullivan leading that group?
You know, a lot of people have different opinions on Sullivan. I'm never going to bite the hand that fed me. I mean, Kevin gave me my opportunity. He's, as far as I'm concerned, he was always up front with me.
Mm-hmm.
Good, bad, or indifferent, whether I agreed with what was being said to me or how I was being treated or whatever the case was, he was always a straight shooter. Mm-hmm. And that's the guys I respect in this business. And Sullivan could call me tomorrow and go, guess what I'm doing? And I'd be like, okay, I'm in, because I know what I'm in for. Kevin Sullivan has a great mind. I still believe he has a great mind, and I wouldn't doubt seeing him pop up somewhere again. Maybe TNA, you know? You never count Sullivan out. He's got a good mind. He's got a good eye for guys that he knows he can trust and get the job done. I enjoyed Kevin a lot. I said it in my book, too. I'll never bash anybody who gave me an opportunity.
We're talking to Bill DeMott here on OWW Radio, 888-357-9876, option 2, 888-357-9876. Bill DeMott here on OWW Radio. Now, Bill, you were also a part of the now infamous Junkyard Battle Royal in WCW, during which a number of wrestlers were injured, man. Most notably,
yeah.
Fit Finlay, who suffered a lacerated nerve in his leg. What were your thoughts?
No, that wasn't from the Junkyard.
That wasn't from the Junkyard Battle Royal?
No, that was from later on. We were in, Jackson, Mississippi.
Okay.
And what had happened were we were doing, it kept continuing from the Junkyard, the hardcore stuff.
Uh-huh.
And the story goes is that they didn't want to bring in certain tables for us and keep, you know, putting money towards tables and the things we needed to do, the crazy crap we were doing.
Right.
So we took a table that was in the building that happened to be fiberglass.
Yeah.
And Finlay went through the fiberglass, and the fiberglass slid him right through his leg.
Wow.
And it probably is one of the top five worst things I've ever seen and been a part of.
Wow, man.
But compared to the fiberglass, the Junkyard was a piece of cake, and the Junkyard was brutal. I think I'm still pulling glass out of my ass on that thing.
You are. What were your thoughts about being asked to be a part of it?
Oh, I loved it. I thought it was the greatest thing in the you know the mindset back then was you're asking guys to do things that we were doing before we were getting paid that kind of money.
Wow.
So now you're going to tell me that as Hugh Morris, you're going to put me in a pay-per-view match and let me run ragged in a junkyard? And I'm in. And then I got to deal with my boys Public Enemy and Finlay and all these other, and to beat some of the Mexican boys over the head with a car fender. I was in. The worst part of the whole thing was is that the things that should have been rigged for us not to kill each other with, that was all metal and glass. There was no candy glass. There was no,
yeah.
You know, everybody was getting stitched up and things pulled out of them and nerves were, you know, damaged. And I left that thing going, hot damn, are we going to do that again?
Wow. Well, you were excited about it.
I did a moonsault off of three stacks of cars onto a van on the ground and they never shot it.
Oh, wow.
I mean, there were guys doing crazy stuff and the cameras never caught it, but it was, I thought it was a lot of fun until it was over and the adrenaline stopped and you were bleeding and there was metal and gashes and glass. But, I mean, Dusty Rhodes could call me today and go, hey, we're going to do a Junkyard thing reunion. You want in? I'm like, yeah, I'll do it.
Wow. I'll do it.
That was a lot of fun.
Well, go ahead, Aaron.
All right. The Junkyard match was around the time where you were with the group, the Misfits in Action. Now,
that was a little bit before that.
Yeah, it's around the time. What were your thoughts on the Misfits and, like, the people that you got to work with in that group?
Well, they were all cats that I was with. Lash LaRue was a young kid at the time, and he was riding with me. You know, I kind of took him under my wing, if I could say it like that. And he was a new kid, and he had great attitude, and he was just gung-ho about wrestling, and I mean, Chavo Guerrero and I go back to when Chavo started with WCW because Eddie and I were close, and I know the Guerreros. Van Hammer, I don't know what to say about that part of it. He was just, you know, he's put into that group because it kind of protected him from not having anything to do. But it was a lot of fun. I mean, I think it was a rib to start. I think I was getting ribbed, and I think, you know, they were just put, and they called us Misfits because we really, if you looked at the roster, we weren't part of the New Bloods, we weren't part of the, you know, the upper echelon, and then you put these four guys that, other than the fact of putting us together, we probably would have been fired. So it started out, I think, as a rib, and it turned out, you know, in the grand scheme of things, to be a really good faction, and I think the fans enjoyed it. I know I enjoyed the hell out of it, and I loved all those guys.
More?
I actually like watching the Misfits. It brings back good memories for me whenever I hear about them.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I was kind of hoping, you know, that Chavo and I were together would when we went to WWE, they might have tried to go back to that again. But, you know, yeah. at least we did it once, and it was, like I said, it's a great memory for me. And I think at that point in wrestling in WCW, I think we had a good run, and I think the fans really appreciated it.
More with Bill DeMott when we come back here on OWW Radio. 888-357-9876, option 2. Bill DeMott, man, he's on OWW Radio.
OWW Radio.
All right, where do you go to find downloadable professional wrestling on demand? One site, clickwrestle.com. Whether it's male or female, mixed, you want some free videos, wrestlers, and the catalogs that follow, clickwrestle.com. Featuring wrestling matches involving Claudio Castagnoli, Art Cannon, cheerleader Melissa American Dragon, Daphne Chris Hero, and many more. ClickWrestle.com matches are now only $2.95 to purchase. $2.95. Can't go wrong with $2.95. Just log on to www.clickwrestle.com.
This is Lacey Von Erich. You're listening to The Network, Kim Steinbilt, Wild Talk Radio.
Do you have a certain passion? Maybe you're a geek, a wrestling fan, a sex enthusiast, or you just need something to do for the evening. Then come check out the Wild Talk Radio Network, providing you with the latest in online entertainment. Whether it's getting in the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio, or getting a little R-rated with CB Radio, or anything goes. Or whether you just want to play a game of Dungeons & Dragons with the geeks over to Talk We Talk Live. All you got to do is head on over to www.wildtalkradio.com and check out all of our daily programming. Wild Talk Radio Network. Come and get wild with us.
Option 2, Nick Anthony, Aaron Kendrick on OWW Radio. Special guest Bill DeMott joining us here. Veteran to the industry, man. It's Hugh Morris. We got him here on online, worldofwrestling.com. Hey, Bill, we were talking a little bit about your WCW days. We went over this fist in action. You were one of the very first guys to be picked up by the then WWF. We'll get into that a little bit later on. Let me stay with WCW first off. You gave a very memorable work shoot promo on the episode of WCW Nitro in 2000. I'm big on shoot interviews and promos and things like that, where guys can talk a good game as well as wrestle in the ring. You gave a very memorable one on this episode of Nitro in 2000, where most of the locker room came out to applaud you. Were you surprised they gave you this time to speak?
That was the night after I won the U.S. Championship. Is that right?
In WC, yep, you got it.
I was a little banged up at the time at that point, and I had a lot of head injuries going on and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got to Irvine, California, a lot of people weren't talking to me. A lot of people weren't, you know, just generally sociable. And I really didn't read into it until it got closer to showtime, and I really had nothing to do on the show, and then the last minute, I heard from Gene Oakland that, you know, we'd be out there live, or I think, or whatever it was, and I had no idea what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of was taught by Johnny, going back to Johnny Rods for a minute, that anytime you had a real opportunity to talk, shoot from the hip, because that's what people
want to hear.
That's what people associate with yourself, you know. And if you're talking junk, they know it's junk, and you lose them. But if you speak from the heart and speak your mind and still keep it, you know, entertaining, if you will, then that's what's going to grab them. So anytime I ever had a chance to talk or cut a promo or have 2 minutes to speak, I tried to keep it as Bill DeMott, as Hugh Morris as possible. And that's one of my favorite moments of all time. When that locker room cleared, I was like, what the hell is going on? I thought I was getting jumped. I thought I was really getting jumped.
Yeah.
I saw some faces. I was like, oh, shit. You know? So it was great the way it ended, and then and then my boy Lance came out and kind of ruined the party, and we came right back into a little bit of wrestling. So it was fantastic, and it caught me off guard. And I think those are the best moments in the business, when people get to be themselves and then have to fly from the hip. So I dug it. I thought it was good.
And your peers definitely took notice of you. Well, they have already, but they certainly did at this night, as well as the WWF. You were one of the very first guys to be picked up by the then WWF after the purchase of WCW. Can you describe the atmosphere backstage at both WCW and WWF events during this time period? Now, it must have been a chaotic working environment, to say the least. Describe it for us, if you will.
Well, we were in Panama City, Florida, I think.
Yep.
And we arrived at the building, Chavo and I, because we were traveling buddies and stuff. So we arrived at the building, and all of a sudden we started seeing World Wrestling Entertainment talent only, and World Wrestling Federation. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
WWF audio. What the hell is going on here?
So you
had... by that time and. Nobody had any idea, but by that time, you got to remember, the NWO was there, the Misfits were there, the New Bloods were there. So anytime you saw signs, you're like, oh, crap, what are we doing tonight? Or, what's going on now?
Okay.
So you never really knew what was going on.
All right.
And then it's catering, and everybody started roaming in, and then all the buzz started because somebody saw Shane McMahon or somebody saw Pat Patterson and Jerry Briscoe. Then all the guys start. It was that oh, shit moment of the night, like, uh-oh, this is really happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asked, and I want to say Conan and myself went out. We had a tag match, dark, before the TV.
Okay.
And they pulled me aside and said, we really like you on the show tonight. Go out and do your thing. And I thought to myself, well, if I'm leaving the company, I might as well go out and, do what I do and have a little fun.
Right.
And I figured I was going back to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
But the atmosphere was absurd. There was a lot of guys who were, I think if they had their guns with them at the time, probably would have shot themselves in the foot.
Wow.
Other guys were concerned about, did they burn bridges from leaving WWF? It was that kind of atmosphere. And when everybody left, it was like some were tearful goodbyes and some were, am I done wrestling? And just speaking for myself, I was like, okay, I got to figure out where I'm going next.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day, by the time I got home from Panama City, I got a phone call from John Laurinaitis.
Right.
And he said, they want you. They're going to pick you up. And I went, oh, okay.
Wow.
And they asked me if I wanted to go. That was the thing. They didn't say, we own your contract or whatever. Would you like to come and, work for World Wrestling Federation?
Wow.
Yes, sign me up. I'm in. Yes, sir. I'd like to play.
Now, what was the atmosphere backstage when you arrived at WWF? Did you?
I thought it was awesome.
Okay.
When we showed up, we didn't get, we got the a very professional hello from everybody, but we also got let from the jump that, hey, we got guys on our roster who aren't making TV, and now you guys are coming in and taking TV time from everybody.
Right.
And it was very telling of all of us who came from WCW, from the first 12 and then the added 4 or 5 at a time. It was very telling of the two different locker room styles and the professionalism, and the guys who survived it played the game. I mean, you didn't walk in there and think you were here because you're the best. You were there because they saw something in you, and you had to prove yourself again. And there were some of us who wanted to prove ourselves again, and some people who just thought that, hey, I'm here and I'm taking your spot. And the truth of the matter is, you should have to earn your spot no matter who you are.
Right.
So I personally like the atmosphere. I like the unknown and, you know, people looking at you a little sideways, you know, saying hello, but then going, you know, you're going to have to work for your spot, kid. And I never mind hearing that. So it was, I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Now, after suffering an unfortunate motorcycle accident in 2002, and I ride bikes as well, you spent some time as one of the trainers on the third season of the WWE reality series, Tough Enough. You also returned to the role for the fourth season. What do you think about the concept and your time on the show there for Tough Enough?
I like the concept. I don't think it should have ended. I think the premise of it was good. TV-wise, I mean, every reality show is based off of Tough Enough as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. Everything they've done from after that, they've all taken it from Tough Enough and taken the reality part because we were reality TV. I thought it was great when they sit down and tell you, you be you and let us worry about everything else. That's all you have to tell me. I'm the most comfortable being me. And a lot of people found out that Hugh Morris and Bill DeMott were the same guy, so it was a little scary. But I loved it. I really wish they would have continued it. I wasn't a big fan of the Million Dollar Tough Enough because it was so much more commercial time for these kids instead of training. I mean, we were constantly going somewhere for photo shoots and this and that and the other thing. So there wasn't a lot of training being done, but I really dig the Tough Enough. The atmosphere was good. The training was good. All the kids were good. I'm a fan of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And all the ones who made it and the ones who didn't make it. I was a fan of them. They really, and unless you went through it with them and spent that 3.5-4 months with them every day for that 4 months, you couldn't appreciate it. So, and I'm a pretty hard critic to convince of things. You know, I have to see it for myself.
Were you there when Bob Holly got a little too rough with the kids? What was the story behind that?
Here's the story. TV is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Matt Capitelli, curly blonde hair, good-looking kid, hell of a kid. I think he's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome kid. And the MTV women fell in love with him. So when Bob Holly hit him and knocked his ass down, and that's all they kept editing was Bob kicking him in the chest or something like that. It never even went down like that, man.
Wow.
But TV's a beautiful thing, and Bob pissed in MTV's Cheerios, so they made Bob look like a real ass. But I got news for you. That's his reputation to begin with, so you just made Bob better than what he was anyway.
Exactly.
And TV made Matt Capitelli the golden boy, which he is. I love Matt. And it made Bob the hard ass that he is, which he is. So, I mean, you know, everybody says, how bad was it, Bill? I'm like, that was easy. It was nothing. It was wrestling. You know what I mean? You're trying to become what you know what you want to become.
Yeah.
If you can't handle it, then you don't have any business.
If you can't handle it, then, you know, guess what? You know, move on. Play ice hockey. I don't know.
Now, Bill, you were also head trainer of a developmental territory, Deep South Wrestling. What memories do you have with that?
I have memories every week because I see 15, 16 of my guys are the new stars in WWE.
Wow.
That's the best part of Deep South. I became an internet villain from some of the guys who didn't make it with WWE, and it was, you know, quick to blame Bill DeMott, but that's my reputation of being a hard ass and being a difficult guy. But the bottom line, guys, is I was getting paid to train guys and get them ready. So what sense would it make for me to rough guys up and beat them up and abuse them to lose my job? Right. My job is to keep people getting their jobs, which keeps my job. So I always go back to people, you know, people say, well, this guy said this. Yeah, but that guy got fired because he couldn't cut it, so he blamed Bill DeMott. I get that. And that girl, you know, she couldn't cut it, so she blamed Bill DeMott. I get that. But what about them 18, 19, 20 cats that you're watching every week? From The Miz to Morrison to, you know, Luke Gallows to all these cats, to the Edgeheads, to Kofi Kingston.
Yeah.
I mean, go anywhere you want to go. Jake Swagger, go with that. And I just get to sit back, and I don't boast, and I don't brag, and I go, that was Deep South.
Right.
You know, that's what happened in Deep South. And everybody goes, wow, the 2 years you were in business, we were only in business a year and a half, and we produced like 30 people.
It's amazing.
Yeah, that is.
What they do when they get there is up to them. Like the Jim and I were there, and they're great. The Shane Twins are great guys,
mm-hmm.
and they came to Deep South to get to WWE. They made it. Johnny Swinger, Kid Cash, Palmer Cannon, and all these guys made it. Once they get there, they're on their own. You know what I mean?
Right.
So the proof was in the pudding that Bill DeMott and Deep South put out more talent in the shortest amount of time. And, you know, like I said, I'll take the reputation for what it is, and Bill DeMott was this and Bill DeMott was that. But at the end of the day, Bill DeMott was successful. Deep South was successful. It's just, I guess, the chemistry between the two offices, the Deep South office and WWE, there was a lot of headbutting and
right.
things like that. But I love Deep South. And that's why my wife and I opened New Energy just a mile away from where we had Deep South.
And we'll talk about that when we come back. More with Bill DeMott here on OWW Radio.
OWW Radio.
All right, Online World of Wrestling is proud to present its official forum, OWW Genesis, the gold standard of wrestling forums. OWW Genesis hosts over 50 active forums, which include news, results, the WWE section, TNA, ROH, independent and international discussion, women's wrestling, 8 video forums, OWW forum games, MMA, wrestling video games, and wrestling interests. You want more? Okay, Genesis also has forums dedicated to wrestling promotions of the past, ECW, WCW, and the golden age of professional wrestling. More? Okay, Genesis has more to offer its community with a variety of special features such as OWW Undisputed, Debate League, Bloodfest, All Time Polls, What If, Fair Foul, even an e-fed called Takedown. More? Okay. OWW Genesis is also proud to be the official community forum for Chick Fights and OWW Radio. More? Okay. You'll find me there, Nick Anthony, and all the producers and many others right there at Online World of Wrestling's official forum, OWW Genesis. It's the gold standard of wrestling forums. It's the gold standard! Okay, that one hurt it.
Do you have a business that you are looking to take online but have no idea what an HTML or a JPEG is? Do you currently have a website that is in need of an overhaul? Or do you have a website that needs updating but you don't have the time to do so? If the answer to any of these questions is yes, then you need to check out wtrproductions.tk, where you can get quality web design and management at an affordable rate. Looking to get the lowdown on all the services we offer? Then shoot us off an email by checking out our contact section so that we can help you get started building your online home. WTR Productions. High quality work for an affordable rate. Built the way you want. Located at www.wtrproductions.tk.
Option 2, 888-357-9876. Radio at Online, worldofwrestling.com. Nick Anthony, Aaron Kendrick, OWW Radio, joined with Bill DeMott, Hugh Morris, WCW and WWE fame. Bill, before we went to break, we were talking about the company that you and your wife opened up there a few miles from Deep South Wrestling, man. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, in Deep South, I was training in Louisville at OVW with Danny Davis, who, utmost respect, Danny's a great guy, and I had the opportunity to open up Deep South. We were living in Florida. The only downside to it was they wanted me to move to Atlanta. So we moved to Atlanta. We opened Deep South with Joe Hamilton as the head of the company, and I came up here for WWE, and we ran the developmental camp.
Yeah.
And once that went to Tampa, and my time with WWE was done, I kind of had deja vu where 20-something years ago, where my dad couldn't stand me sitting around the house, who got me into wrestling, Lacey, my wife,
mm-hmm.
kind of said, what are you doing? I mean, I'm not a landscaper by trade. I like to fiddle around in my yard and cut trees down, you know. I like to do home repairs, but that's not my deal. And she said, you know, you have to do what you do best. And I always felt like wrestling was what I did, and I have a love for it and a passion for it. And so she started the company, New Energy Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
We found a great facility in McDonough, Georgia, a mile away from where we were in Deep South.
Mm-hmm.
It's been open for about three and a half months. And it's going good. I have six guys currently and six more on the way. And I just look forward to repeating the success I had with the WWE talent and, you know, the girls that went to TNA and everything like that. I want to see people do the best they can and get where they want to go. And let's face it, guys, at 6 foot two, 6 foot one and a half, 320 pounds. After being retired, I'm still 320 pounds.
Yeah.
I still get in the ring. I still mess around with my guys. I still love it. And I have a passion for every day to go to that training center
mm-hmm.
and show somebody something to help them get to where they want to go. Mm-hmm. I love it. And that's why we call it new energy.
New energy.
This is great for me to be hearing because, you know, right now I'm a freshman in high school. And whenever I graduate, as soon as I graduate, I'm planning on moving somewhere and trying to get trained because that's what I want to do. I made my mind up about that a couple of years ago. And you know,
Awesome.
I mean, to hear this coming from a guy who's helped train some of the biggest names like you mentioned a few minutes ago, I mean, this is great for me to hear. And I'm sure for a lot of other aspiring wrestlers.
I mean, I love it. It's, you know, we're kind of like a word of mouth thing. We don't advertise a lot, and people are finding out about us, and we have two new guys who came in this week, and we have a couple more on their way, and we're just going to build ourselves a promotion, and we're going to start running some shows very soon here in the Atlanta, Georgia area. We have a training camp coming up in February, and we're just going to introduce it and just make, you know, make lightning strike twice here in the Atlanta area. Fellas, that's all I know how to do. All I know how to do is wrestle and hit people. And hitting people in Georgia gets me arrested, so I got to wrestle.
Yeah. You mentioned TNA a few moments back. What are your thoughts on the increasing competition between WWE and TNA? How do you feel about Hogan's role in TNA?
Sign me up.
Okay.
Sign me up. I sat here last week, and I'll go back to my wife, who I love dearly. She sat there and watched me stare at the TV for 3 hours, and she said she hasn't seen that look in my eye in a long time.
Yeah.
Sign me up. Just to shake up the business, just to shake it up, I know I have a little bit left to offer. Put me back in a singlet and a pair of crazy boots and let me run hog wild for a little while just to have fun. Are you kidding me? Hall and Nash and Pac, the freaking Nasty Boys. I get to play with the Dudley Boys and you know, things like that. Sign me up.
You know,
I want to stir the pot.
I can see you in there, man. I really can. Aaron, can you see
me? I want to stir the pot.
I can really see
you. Let me stir, you know. I'm a firm believer in that move was good for everybody. It was good for WWE. It was good for TNA. It was good for anybody in wrestling. That was an awesome move, and I'm not necessarily looking to get, you know, sign an 8-year deal and make the money I was making when I was active. Just sign me up and let me play. Let me have fun. I would love to show those young guys how to have some fun and you know, get to come back and do it the following week. I you know, I'm excited. I hope, it, you know, if the, you know, the wrestling gods think I got one left, I would love to be in contact with whoever I need to be in contact with and bring build them out back one more time because I think it's awesome.
Well, let me.
I would love to stir the pot.
Let me ask you this: a lot of people have given Hogan some flack and also TNA management flack about Hogan bringing his friends in and having them take the spots already earned by longtime roster members like the X Division guys or some of the older guys
right.
that have already been there. What are your thoughts on that?
Right. Well, I think everybody judged it by what they saw that night. So they saw Flair, and they saw the Nasty Boys, and they saw, you know, Val Venus, and they saw these guys come in. And, you know, shock value plays a lot in what we do. And they made people watch. I mean, you saw Ric Flair watching the yeah. top talent in TNA, so that makes people watch. I don't necessarily think that Hulk is going to bring guys in to move guys aside. I think for shock value, it's a good business move. I think there's going to be a lot more shocks coming in. But, I'm a big fan of the guys that were there and paved the way in TNA.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them. And, let's see who else they can add to it. But I'm also a big fan of, you know, whoever's got it, and whoever doesn't, doesn't.
Has any of the
but
guys?
I think it was just shock value. And I think without knowing, I'm just speaking for myself, I think without knowing, they reassured the guys that they're not coming in here and changing the whole roster.
Uh-huh.
I think they're just trying to shake things up.
Let me ask you this real quick, Aaron. Has anyone from TNA management contacted you, as agent, any role in TNA? If you can answer.
I am so not going to answer that.
Oh, man.
You know what? Because it's such bad wrestling karma to talk about things before they happen.
Okay.
How about that for an answer?
All right, that's a good answer.
I like that answer.
Yeah, all right. Go ahead, Aaron.
I actually like it. But, you know, talking earlier, you were talking about how you would like to get in there and shake the heads of people like Hernandez and Abyss and people like that. I see some great matches there with you and them if you were to go to TNA.
Yeah, but what I mean by shaking their heads up, I'd love to be behind the scenes and sit down with those cats and go, listen, you have so much more to offer. My whole thing is I don't believe anybody should be comfortable in their role as what they do. And those cats are over in TNA. The people, the fans know them. You know, they got a good reputation there. There's so much more athletically, especially in Hernandez, that I think I could sit with him and work with him a little bit and go, come on, dude, let's do this.
Right.
And bring a different, you know, a different look to his character and what he does. But I would love to go in there and let them, you know, if you get a chance to throw me around, you're going to have to work for it, and it brings things out of you. So whether it's in front of the camera or behind the scenes, you know, I'm a big fan of telling guys you have more to offer. You know, I'm a different kind of motivator sometimes, but I'll get in your kitchen and make you think and try to make you better at what you want to do.
I like that mindset. I think that's great, you know.
Absolutely. All right, Bill DeMott joining us here on OWW Radio. It has been an absolute pleasure in talking to you, catching
Thank
up on
you. Guys.
It's New Energy Wrestling out there in Georgia. Bill, where can we get a hold of you if there's a company phone number or anything that guys aspiring wrestling?
We actually, hopefully our website will be up. It's newenergywrestling.com. Look for it. It should be up this week. I'm hoping. I'm knocking wood as I say that. You can reach us at newenergywrestling@yahoo.com for all the events and any questions. We're in McDonough, Georgia. We have a training camp seminar, 3-day seminar coming up February 18th, 19th, and 20th of February in McDonough, Georgia. And just keep an eye out for us, man. Like I said, I'd love to pop up and see all the fans again, whether it's TNA or WWE. But look for New Energy and look for me. I'm doing some things around the country again. And I just love wrestling. I love talking wrestling. And I love people who love wrestling.
Absolutely, man. There he goes. It's New Energy Wrestling. New Energy Wrestling at yahoo.com. Bill DeMott on OWW Radio. Bill, thanks a lot for joining us. We'll be right back.
Thank you, guys. God bless. This is Bill DeMott, formerly known as the Laughing Man Hugh Morris. You are listening to OWW Radio.
Well, that about does it. Thanks for listening. All OWW Radio is produced by Shock Scott Aaron. The executive producer of OWW Radio is Corey Morrow. Brad Dykens is chief and editor of online, WorldOfWrestling.com. Jason Dedrich
is the owner of the site. Check him out at Ferdella.com. Aaron, go for it.
All right, man. You know, as we said with EWF earlier, there's no reason not to be able to listen to us because we are everywhere. We are on iTunes. You can go there now to the iTunes store and search OWW Radio and subscribe. And don't forget to leave us any feedback. We're on Twitter at twitter.com/OWW Radio. We're on Facebook. We got a YouTube channel. And you can check us out. And check out all of our affiliates like wrestling-radio.com, chickfight.tv, clickwrestle.com, where you can sign up there for $2.95 downloads of some of your favorite wrestlers. That's clickwrestle.com. And also, we're on wildtalkradio.com and the WTR networks. OWW Genesis is the gold standard of wrestling forums, and that is onlineworldwrestling.com.
All right, Aaron, thanks a lot for that. We're running desperately out of time. Otaku Talk Live is up next here on the Wild Talk Radio Networks. Otaku Talk Live here on WTR. We're out till next week.
Blood in the streets in the town of New Haven. Blood stains the roofs and the palm trees of Venice.
Like sand through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.